Hi everyone, I'm JJ Chen and I come from the Utah State University. So the first day when I walked into a dormitory of the Utah State University, I saw a slogan, "It's save the water, we are dry." However, I realized that this plant enjoys more water than we do as a resident in the Utah. So to save the water, right now the reclaimed water was planned to use to irrigate the landscape plants in the Utah state. However, this water contains high soluble iron and may cause the plants in the salinity stress. Therefore, it's important to identify and to study the salinity threshold of different landscape plants and use them in the urban landscape. However, the old protocols limit the numbers of the treatment of the salinity tolerance test because the scientists need to prepare the different treatment solutions manually. And so it's hard and difficult for them to analyze the salinity threshold. However, we found a super good system, which is near continuous gradient dosing system developed by Utah State. And this system can increase the numbers of the treatment in the salinity tolerance test. How you do that? The system connects two irrigation lines. One is for the nutrient solutions line. They supply the nutrient solutions, which is good for the plant to grow, while another is the treatment solution line, and it supplies the nutrient solutions, but also the salinity solutions for plant to grow. And then how we create different and the multiple salinity label of the treatment solutions, we pairing different emitters together and create 8 different salinity level, and they increase linearly and with little variance. When we put a plant on that, we found the plant height, shoe dry weight, and the other indicator decrease linearly with the salinity level. And then from their decreased trends, we calculate that the salinity threshold of the night bark is higher than the spirea. So we hope the system can be commonly used in the future to determine the salinity threshold of more landscape plants and improve the knowledge of the salinity tolerance. This research has been published in the Hort Technology. Please check if you are interested. Thank you a lot.